This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, August 15th. Will tariff worries still playing a role in the commodity markets? From the trading floor at Standard Grain, here's Joe Vaklavic.
President Trump said yesterday that he will delay some new tariffs on Chinese goods. These were tariffs that were slated to go into effect on September 1st. That news sent equity markets sharply higher yesterday, may have helped the soybean market out to some extent. Trump finally acknowledging here that U.S. consumers are in fact impacted by the tariffs. He's citing the holiday season and the potential for higher prices as one reason for backtracking here, I guess you'd call it. So I think that the U.S.-China trade war, I think it kind of hit peak levels prior to this, and I think that you can really only get better from here, especially in regard to a market like beans where we have China buying nothing, and you can only get better from there.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 1 3/4 at 475. September corn was down 7 at 359 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 555 to 570. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were up 1.25, ranging from 509 3/4 to 514 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were up 2.25, ranging from 580.5 to 585.5. Live cattle for August was down 35 cents at 155 cents. August feeder cattle was up 675 at 134.45. And August class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1763.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.